We hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Steve Kelly and Wave Church. We thank you for taking the time to listen to this teaching, and we believe that it will enrich and empower your life.
Amen. Well, welcome, Wave Church. What a rather unique situation we find ourselves in. And this is all as a result of COVID-19. I think COVID-19 is absolutely, understandably, taking over our waking thought. We're waiting every day for some new change that's going to come. We're anticipating the latest news and updates because of what COVID-19 is doing. And I just want to say, we live in challenging times without a doubt. And I want you to know, as a church, we will be doing everything we can as a church for those who are vulnerable, those who are elderly. We will do everything we can to make sure that we're going to take care of them and love them and do our very best. We've got a young adult team ready to go and bring food to people's homes as and when they request. We've also got a whole lot of programs happening that we'll be rolling out, and you'll be hearing about that for our online deliverables. And I just want you to know, we will do everything we possibly can as a church to care for the needs of our people and for the needs of our city. Here's the bottom line. In this midst of this idea of social distancing, we cannot be spiritually distancing. And I just want to say to you, just this morning, number one, thank you for watching us online. And it means the world to me that we still stay connected. And whilst we are socially distancing, we are not spiritually distancing. I want to give you a couple of thoughts this morning. And I actually want to break this into just basically two moments. The first moment I want to say to you is this. Number one, God is not all you need. And I want to read to you what the Bible says in how we were created in the image and the likeness of God. In Genesis 1, verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. I want you to notice the word God said, let us make man in our. In other words, God is not singular. God, in a sense, he's talking, there's a community. Let us make man in our image, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and over all the wild animals, over all the creatures that move along the ground. I love one translation says, upon every creep, you got dominion over all the creeps. And then it says, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. So I want to let you know that what we're doing here this morning, watching online, firstly, I want you to know that we were created to be in community. I want to say it to you. Listen to this carefully. God is not all you need. Some people say, he's all I need. That's all I need. Just me, God, and that's all I need. But yet we were made in the image and the likeness of God. We were never made to be lone rangers. We were never made to live in isolation. The Bible actually says in Proverbs 18, verse 1, he who isolates himself rages against all wisdom. And yet we find ourselves in these days actually needing to separate ourselves socially. And yet here we are today online in a faith community. And I want to encourage you. Look what it says. Let us make man in our image. Plural. Community. We are made in his image. We were created to actually be in community and not to be isolated. Let me give you this other verse here. Genesis 2 verse 18. Then the Lord said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. And here's God. And he was there when he said, Adam is alone and it's not good. God himself is saying to you and to me, as you're watching online today, that we were never created to be by ourselves. We were created to be in relationship. We were created to be in community. And God himself was there saying, I'm not all Adam needs. So catch it now. Just the fact that you're watching online, I want to say to you, thank God he is there. I want to say to you that God is all sufficient. But in his all sufficiency, he creates us to be in relationship and he creates us to be in community. We are living in a pandemic that requires separation. And there's no large gatherings with over 10 people. And this creates all the more need for us to be intentional to ever feel like we're still connected. So I want to tell you as a church what we are going to be doing to help people, socially separate, but not spiritually separate. We will be providing, as long as we have to, online services every Sunday. And I think last Sunday was the first Sunday. And the statistics I've heard so far, there's been over 20,500 different computers get online and watch our Wave Church service from last Sunday. I know our TV show has actually had something like close to 50,000 people, televisions viewing. And so I want to say to you, well done for buying into the online community. And we will be providing not just online services, but online community groups that we'll be providing for you every week. So you can all go individually to a community group that I will be teaching or our team will be teaching. And we'll provide that starting from this coming Wednesday, every Wednesday. It won't be long, but it will be available for everybody. And then on top of that, I want you to hear what I'm just saying. On top of that, we're asking our community group leaders to reach out to every single person in their community groups and to check in on them and connect with them. And still, if you can, have a community group moment where you all Skype in so that you can pray for one another, you can talk to one another, and you can fellowship with one another. Thank God for technology. And I want to say also, not only that, but actually in terms of all that we want to do, we will be actually providing specific community groups online for our youth and our young adults. And then on top of that, all of our other online community groups happening. It's going to be incredible. As well, youth will be meeting online every Wednesday. We can't all gather together, but we can still be involved in community groups. On top of that, I want you to hear this. I'm excited about this one. Every week, twice a week, our children's pastor, along with the team from all the different campuses that we can get involved, will be providing a online moment for the children. And I got to make sure I got all these details right. But from what I understand, they'll be doing it on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 11:45 a.m., somewhere to about 10 or 15 minutes for the kids. Parents, every Tuesday and every Thursday, 11:45, there'll be something for your kids to watch online, the computer, their iPad. That'll give you time to get them lunch and give them something that's going to inject life and faith and enthusiasm. And I know that's going to be a great blessing to you. On top of that, our regeneration meeting will still be meeting here every week. And that's an important moment for people who are bound up with addictions that need that support group. They will not be groups larger than 10 people, but I want you to let you know that will still be happening. And then I want to give you this thought again, one more time, catch it now. COVID-19, social distancing, but not spiritual distancing. Acts 2, verse 42 says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, for the breaking of bread and to prayer. Can I tell you, as we deal with this COVID-19, would you be like these people in the Bible? And would you devote yourself to being part of our online family? Would you devote yourself to prayer and our online community groups? Would you do everything you can to get as many people possible in these days, and people are looking for hope, they're looking for answers, to help people get devoted, to join in and to participate? Look at this verse here. It's my favorite. Acts 2:46. It says, with one accord, they continued to meet daily in the temple courts and to break bread. Watch this. From house to house, sharing their meals with gladness and sincerity of heart. Can I encourage you to commit yourself, devote yourself to spiritual connection? Can I say to you, we're all hearing everything about COVID-19. We're being inundated with it. But I want to, when we come back in just a moment, I want to talk to you about the COVID-19, but what does the Bible say? So I did some research in Scripture, and I want to give you a prescription this morning. And it's about what does the Bible say in chapters and verses that have to have chapter 19 and verse 19. 19. COVID-19 is everywhere, but now let's get saturated and inundated with the Word of God to actually give us twice 19 and things that we can learn from the Word of God that will be louder than any other voice that we're hearing. So look forward to it. It's going to be amazing. Let's look at where the Bible references chapter and verse, double dose of the Word of God, and let's get His Word in our hearts. So stay with us here. I'm going to talk to you about just a few verses. It's going to build faith, and we've got to get the Word of God louder than any other voice that's happening in our world. It is greater than the fear. It is greater than the anxiety. We need wisdom, but we also need faith. Amen. Stay with us. I look forward to giving it to you.
My name is Jenny Rowan, and when I was 23 years old, I found out that I had thyroid cancer. I had slowly been losing a lot of weight, but I thought it was stress because I had graduated from college, got married, moved to a new town. But from that day, it started a journey of finding out that I had cancer. So I had a tumor on my thyroid, and then it had spread to my lymph nodes. Well, I remember very clearly when I had gone to the doctor, and I just felt like every time I went, not that all doctors are like this, but everything was very negative. It was just this very daunting, like it just seemed like everything was negative. I remember the day they had told me that I might not have kids, that this cancer, you know, that it was cancer that had come out, what the plan was, the 7-hour surgery and the treatment afterwards. And I remember sitting in the car with my mom, and we were driving, and I remember looking over at her and saying, "Mom, I want to live." And I said, "I don't want to die." And I remember just crying and crying, and I was like, "I don't want to die." And almost bigger than the battle of cancer was this battle of fear. I just was so afraid. Every day I woke up afraid. I went to bed afraid. I was just so afraid. And I remember as a little girl, my favorite verse in the Bible was, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." In the scripture, it even says, "I will help you." And so I remember as a little girl, not understanding why that was my favorite scripture, because I didn't have anything to fear. I had this amazing family, grew up with no sickness, with no real issues of life, it seemed. But yet that scripture was my favorite verse. And so when the day I found out I had cancer, it was almost like this light bulb went off of like, that's why God gave me that scripture. That's why it was my favorite verse. And it was deep within my soul, my spirit. And it was, "Fear not, for I am with you." Immediately I knew that the only way that I was gonna overcome this was by faith, and that God was gonna help me, that He was gonna strengthen me, that He was gonna be there with me, and that I didn't have to fear. I always look back at like what I would have told my younger self, and I think that is the first thing I would have told myself is that I am gonna live, that I'm gonna have 4 kids. The doctors had told me that I might not have kids at all, and that I have 4 kids, and that God loves me, that He loves me so much, and that I think I would have told my younger self that I'm gonna be okay, that I'm gonna make it through this. And I also learned that it's okay to be mad. I think that God wants us to come to Him with all our emotions. And maybe before I felt like I had to be a certain way to God, I had certain expectations that maybe I had of God and my relationship with Him. And going through that, I realized that God just wants me and all of me. So if that's happy me, sad me, if that's angry at God, I think He wants us to come to Him and cry and shout and scream. And because if that's what we're feeling at that moment, that He wants that, because He wants us in all of my times, my good times, my bad times, He just wants me to come to Him. And I don't think I ever did before that.
What an amazing story from Jenny. The greatest lesson that we get from that is even though she had a real issue going on with cancer, the thing that really got a hold of it was the fear of that. And I want to say to everybody right now, as we hit COVID-19, and there's lots of care, there's lots of concern, there's lots of wisdom, but let's get the Word of God. Look what the Bible says here. Look, I love this. Come here, you're going to like this. Genesis chapter 19, verse 19. You know you've got to start in the book of beginnings, the book of Genesis. I love this account. It says here, and I want to give you my thought. Number one, you got to believe for favor. In the middle of all that's happening right now around us, you can believe for the favor of God and that this thing will not come to you. It says in Genesis 19, 19, Lot found favor in the eyes of the Lord and delivered him, watch this, and his family from destruction. I want to say, yes, let's practice social separation. And I want to say, but let's not practice spiritual separation. And in the middle of all this, can you just believe God for the favor of God to be upon you and upon your family, just like the Bible says Lot did? Many times in Scripture, it talks about, you know, people that increased with the favor of God and the favor of man. Can you believe that for you? Genesis 19, verse 19, God wants to find, you have found favor with him, and he wants to bless you and make sure you and your family are free from harm. Can I just flip a verse for you? Instead of the number 19, let's go the other way. Psalm 91, look what it says. He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings, you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a rampart. You will not fear, watch this, the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by the day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor calamity that destroys at noon. Oh, I love it. Come on, believe God for favor. You will not fear the terror at night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Here's the second Bible verse. And I want to say, here's the second thought. Let God's voice in this season of COVID-19, let Exodus, yeah, the very next book, right after Genesis, let Exodus 19, verse 19, listen to what it says, speaking about Moses and God speaking with Moses and everybody else, the whole children of Israel were just delivered out of Egypt. They're moving their way toward the promised land. And God says to Moses, come on, I want you to get with me. Tell the people they can't only go, but so far toward the mountain. But I want them to see and I want them to hear what's about to happen. Look at this Bible verse, Exodus 19, verse 19. As the sound of the trumpet, watch this, grew louder and louder. I love those verses. It got louder and louder. Moses spoke and the voice of God answered him. I want to say it again. Let God's voice be louder and louder than any voice of the media, than any voice of the rumor, of any voice of anything and everything that we are all being inundated with. We need to get as much knowledge and information, but I just want to pray that in this season of COVID-19, that Exodus 19, verse 19, that the voice of God in your life, in my life, will be louder and louder in Jesus' name. Number three, look at this third. I love this one. This is Leviticus. I couldn't believe how many things in the Old Testament early on in my research spoke, I believe, a word in season for you and for me. Stay with us now. Come on. Don't tune off. Don't lose interest right now. Look what it says in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 19. Why? Because we're talking about COVID-19 and we want God's voice to be louder. We're believing for favor. It says, watch this. Keep my decrees. Do not mate different kinds of animals. Well, and then it goes, do not plant your field with two kinds of seed. Do not wear clothing woven by two kinds of material. I know what some of you are thinking right now. What on earth has that got to do with anything we're dealing with today? I just want to say it to you. Look at this verse. Don't plant your field with two kinds of seed. It's talking about having a field that you want to get a harvest in, and don't plant apples and don't plant pear seeds in the same field. Make sure that if you want apples, you plant apple seed. In another field, if you want pears, plant a pear seed. Plant a pear seed. I knew I'd get it right. And I just want to encourage you, don't mix your seed. Here's the thought. I want to say to you, thank God for all the wonderful online deliverables and all the great voices and great pastors and great leaders. But I want to encourage you to get planted in your church. And I want to make sure that you don't, if you like, church shop online. Here's what it says. Don't mix your seed. Look what the Bible says. Hebrews 13, verse 7. It says, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life or of their conduct and imitate their faith. You can't imitate someone else's faith in another city, in another town. We can get refreshment. We can get additional wisdom. But I want to say, don't mix your seed. Stay with us online. If you're a part of the Wave community, let this be the place where you remember your leaders and you don't mix your seed. The Bible says, they that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. I want to say to you, in this season of COVID-19, get planted online with our services. Get planted online with our community group Bible studies. Get planted online with your community group. Young people, get planted online with Wednesday night. Don't, yes, socially separate, but do not spiritually separate. And know your community of faith. Don't mix your seed. Stay in community. Devote yourself to the word and to prayer and to gathering in this season. And here's the last one. And this one's my favorite. I want to say it to you. I'm going to give it to you up front. Pray in the Spirit. We're trying to find Bible verses that can give us the wisdom and there's something that we can remember how to locate it. And look what it says in Jude chapter 19. There's only just one chapter in the whole book of Jude. So I just wanted to pull this one out because I loved it. Jude 19. It says, these are the people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. One of the things I know, the Bible says that when you pray in a heavenly language, that you actually build yourself up. You build up your faith. And I want to say to you in Jude, it's telling us what to do right here. Verse 19, verse 20, it's telling us don't be part of those who are divisive. Don't be part of those who do not have any connection with Christ and don't give in to all the doom and the gloom and the negativity and the uncertainty. But I want to say in these days in which we live, the Bible says, if you pray in a heavenly language, you build yourself up. You speak mysteries to God. It actually says it edifies you. And can I just encourage you? Let's all be praying in the Spirit. And let me just close out everything I want to say with this simple last thought. Matthew 19, verse 19. Honor your father and your mother and love your neighbor as yourself. Maybe today as we close, can I just make sure that we are committed to taking care of the elderly? Can I say that we don't just take care of the elderly, but the Bible says here, love your neighbor as you do yourself. And I want to encourage everybody online, why don't you ask yourself in this COVID-19 season, could Matthew 19 speak to you and speak to me about checking in on our parents, checking in on the elderly, and making sure we're loving our neighbor? And I want to say thanks for watching today. It's been a great joy to have you. Let's stay connected. Let's stay part of a community of faith in Jesus' name. We love you, church, and we can't wait to be back together with you. But please listen right now. Please don't tune out. We need our Wave community of faith believing with me right now, because I want to include anyone and everyone who hasn't yet had a life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ. Church, listen to me now. I need your faith. The Bible says that heaven rejoices more over one person that gets right with God than over 99 righteous people. It is your faith, it's your prayer in this moment that I believe will determine the kind of response we're going to see. So stay with me. And I want to ask you, have you ever had a life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ? Do you know what it is to be forgiven of your sins? Have you made your peace with God? Do you know Him? Do you know what it is to be forgiven of your sins, to have the slate wiped clean and to be given a whole future and a whole hope and a new start in life. Come on, if you want to say, Steve, I want that. I don't know God as you speak of. Steve, I've moved away from God and I want to get right with God. Would you pray this prayer with me? Church, everybody watching online, could you all say it with me right now out loud? Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you today to come into my life and to make yourself real to me. I ask you, Jesus, that you would forgive me of my sins, that you would give me that new start that your word promises. And I thank you, Jesus, you're doing that right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer today, I just want to say to you that I need you and I want you to be part of our faith community. And I'm going to ask you right now to get out your phone or some way device and text us and let us know you made that decision. The text number is 757-544-9544. If you'll text us and let us know you made that decision, I'm going to send you a free gift. It's an ebook and it's actually called The Christian Walk, and we'll send it to you digitally if you'll just text us and fill out the details. Church, I love you. I am praying for you. We will do everything and anything we can to take care of the needs of people and to love you. And I got to tell you, next week, you don't want to miss it. I have got a message about handling the storms of life. You know, tough times don't last, but tough people do. And I want to show you someone in the Bible who went through immeasurable adversity and came out bigger and braver and stronger than he ever did. Can't wait to see you next week online. God bless.
We hope you enjoyed this message by Pastor Steve Kelly. You can find more resources by Pastor Steve at stevekelly.tv and wavechurch.com.